Now, the special assistant to the general manager of the Calgary Flames, Craig Conroy. He's had his eye on this development camp the entire way through. Mr. Conroy, how are you?
I'm great. You know what? It was a great camp. So I'm pretty excited about how the week went.
How come?
You know what? I just think, you know what, for the first time when you really come to camp, you see there's so many promising guys. I mean, even the guys, you know, if you go with a Granlund or, you know, you're looking at Johnny Gaudreau and just all the first-rounders that we picked this year, Keegan Kanzig. I mean, there's guys, they all did different things, but they all impressed their own way. I mean, I think if you were to just come to the scrimmage yesterday, Tim Harrison really stood out with a couple big checks on Berchi, and then, you know, Berchi got a little frustrated and cross-checked him in the head. I'd rather not see that, but... You know, I mean, I think everybody was trying to really make a mark and prove, hey, you know what, we know you guys are in a rebuild and you're looking for young guys, and they all want to prove something to us and say, this is the first time maybe you've seen us, and now we're probably going to get better from here.
Is that the biggest reason why it was so intense, that the fact that everybody knows there is that opportunity?
You know, I think so. I think Bob had a great meeting. And he kind of laid that out there that, hey, you know what, like, you guys can all be friends, but there's only so many spots on a team. So you want to grab hold and really, I think his terminology was, give us your business card and show us you're ready to take the next step and try to play in the NHL. So, I mean, I think that's what it is, when especially when you see opportunity. And I think it's a lot of it has to do with the kind of kids we've drafted, you know, just their character. I mean, you look at Morgan Klimchuk. I mean, he's so serious. Focused, and, like, you know, that's you know, we talk about character and what we're looking for in players, and I think your scouting staff has done a great job finding those type of players.
Now with your new role, because you're now going to be taking a very, very hands-on approach with the Abbotsford Heat for next season, how important was this development camp specifically for your new role?
Well, I mean, it was huge. I mean, first of all, you're gauging guys, still a guy like Ryan Culkin. You know, he's a guy that could come out next year, and, you know, that's going to be conversation moving forward. Should we sign a guy like Ryan and bring him into Abbotsford? Is that what's best for him? But, you know, by all accounts, I'm watching him today and over the whole week. I mean, there's certain guys I really keyed on and made sure. And, you know, I think he's made some huge steps. He looks much stronger, still skates well, but... He closes gaps quick on guys. He moves pucks. He gets a shot through on the point. All those things you're kind of looking for. And now it's to kind of sit back and maybe see in Penticton or, you know, get a feel. What do we want to do? What do we think's best for him? And then kind of go from there. But, you know, with the new role, you're watching all your guys, the Ramages, and, you know, you want to see what they're going to bring. You know, Witherspoon looks solid, you know. What are they going to bring at the next level? And even like a Granlund and Reinhart and Horak, you're just keeping. Maybe some of those guys won't be there. You know, time will tell how they do in the NHL camp. But, you know, you're just kind of getting your own team in your head, too, to see, you know, how you're going to move forward.
Have you kind of gotten a firm grasp on what all the new job for you entails?
You know what? I mean, I think over the last couple years, 2.5 years, you kind of look at, like, the day-to-day operations, how I'm going to be working with Troy. You know, if we need call-ups, sending guys down to the East Coast League, making sure, hey, you have injuries, bringing guys back up, all those little things. So it'll be a day-to-day, just like Jay's doing here with the Calgary Flames. You know, I'm going to be able to do that in Abbotsford. And then working pretty closely with Troy, making sure we have the same systems. You know, we want a guy on the power play, on the point. You know, we want to work with him down there. We're going to do a lot of the similar systems. And we just want to get these guys in the right position so when they get called up, there's going to be injuries. It's going to be a long season. When they make the transition, they're not asking, well, should I go here or there or what am I? They know exactly what they need to do, and we think that's going to help the big club.
He is Craig Conroy, the Calgary Flames special assistant to the general manager, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Ryan?
Hey, Craig, just a thought on the right-hand shots. I don't know if it's just this organization or if it's an epidemic in hockey or approaching one, but you have 39 skaters to camp, just 10 shoot right on your current NHL roster. I mean, for the skill forwards, you've got Stepniak, Jones, and Knight as right-handers. There just doesn't seem to be a lot of right-handed guys anymore, and on the decor, you've only got Weidman. Does that make things difficult, and what do you make of the lack of righties these days?
I'm telling you, I mean, I think as we kind of go through when we're watching, you know, as an organization, we always talk about that. If you can find a right-handed guy, he's valuable. I mean, even Juris, one of the centers, Josh, you know, he's a right-handed guy. He's attractive because so much even more so because he's a right-handed guy. Anytime you can, you know, get a few, it makes it easier when the puck's coming around if you're a defenseman and be able to grab it on that right side. So, I mean, we definitely know how valuable a right-handed shot is. But with that being said, I mean, you know, you got to put guys, you got to go with the best guys. And sometimes it makes it a little more difficult coming off the boards, doing different things. But, you know, the Russians used to always just have all left-handed guys. So, you know, if they could do it, they look pretty good out there. So, I mean, it is a little bit of adjustment, and we'd love to get right-handers. But, you know what, you just got to kind of go with the cards you're dealt with. And right now we seem like we have very few right-handed guys.
Would I be wrong in suggesting that there might have been a few more dirtbags or rats out there on the ice? And I mean that in the most complimentary way, in terms of we saw some pileups after whistles. There were some high hits. There was some responses. There were some pushing and shoving. I think that's a healthy, good thing. But do we have more of that? Or have we seen more of that at this development camp or organizationally than in the past?
Well, I mean, I think the one guy, like I mentioned earlier, Tim Harrison, kind of jumped out. He finished right in the first Trey Lewis. He hit Trey Lewis in the first practice, and I was like, whoa, caught me off guard. Like, he, you know, he was all business. He wanted to make his mark, and he did that in both the, you know, both the games. But I think that's, you know what, guys are trying to prove, hey, if they're smart, they're listening to what we're saying. Like, if you read in the paper, if you listen to what we say as an organization, these are the type of guys we need. We need some grit, character guys to get under your skin, to do all those little things on your third and fourth line guys. And it looks like they came in, and there were some guys that wanted to prove a point out there for sure.
How does Penticton come together from here? Because I imagine that's going to be a big part of you evaluating talent before you get to Flames camp and then into Abbotsford.
You know what? I mean, obviously, we already have the roster for Penticton. So, you know, we just need to kind of fine-tune it. We have 12 forwards. We had 8 D right now. So we might want to add a couple forwards just in case. But, you know, I think, I mean, we're trying to get right along, and that's going to be a great kind of segue in for us. I mean, we have this camp, and then before you know it, it's going to be September, and we're going to be the fifth. We're going to be playing games and get those guys in there. So, I mean, it gives those guys a huge step up on some of the other guys that maybe haven't been skating as much. They come into main camp, and these young kids have already been playing in games, and they're feeling good.
Craig Conroy's with us, Calgary Flames special assistant to the general manager, joining us down the Subway Restaurants Fresh Take Hotline. All right, let's get into the real fun stuff, and that is, you know, some of the individual players and what you observed. Any pleasant surprises for you that jump off the page?
You know, I thought that Tim Harrison really came out. I mean, I thought he had a tough time with maybe the pace. When the puck came around in his own zone, he had a little bit of trouble. But the one thing he did do, he always inserted himself in the game. You know, I don't know if it was the best idea to slash Kanzig in the face in the second game, but, you know, that was he really jumped out. But there was so many guys. I thought, you know, at times Marcus Granlund really looked good. I mean, when you give this guy time and space, he can score goals. And I think, you know, obviously Johnny Gaudreau for me was probably the best in the two games. Just every time he touches the puck, he's electric. He makes plays. Witherspoon was good. Culkin. I mean, the one thing, it was nice because there were so many guys and so many guys doing different things out there to really, you know, they pushed. I thought Corbin Knight. I mean, I don't know if Corbin Knight even lost one face off, you know, the whole two game, the two games. So, I mean, those are all positive, especially for a right-handed guy when we're starving at face-offs. A guy like Corbin, a little bit older, stronger, coming in and doing well. I mean, that really bodes well. I mean, that's what we're looking for, is someone to come in, win draws, kill penalties, you know, and he looks real strong right now. So, I mean, there's so many guys. I thought Witherspoon looked great, real steady, hard to beat, just always making the right plays. I mean, maybe if he was a forward, he'd be flashy and, you know, you'd be like, wow. But, you know, he just does everything real well, and that's what you're looking for in defense. He's not a guy that's going to go end-to-end every time, but he's definitely a very calming influence back there. So, I mean, I think with all those guys, it's just overall very happy. You know, obviously the first-rounders, I thought Monahan, you know, scored a few goals. Klimchuk came on, I thought, and so did Poirier. I thought Poirier really picked it up in the second game, where I thought maybe on the pace he was a little off the first game, but, you know, he responded real well. And You know, he plays with an edge, too, more than I thought he was going to. So, you know, all that very promising for the future.
You mentioned Granlund. Jay Feaster mentioned Granlund today. And I remember talking to John Weisbrod in December, and he said that the biggest question that we have is how Granlund adjusts to the North American ice. He spent this entire camp on NHL-sized ice. How did you see that? Where is he in terms of progression in that regard?
You know, I thought, especially, well, he played center the whole time. There was times where I thought he got a little bit out of position in his own zone. He didn't give his D an outlet. But I think when you have the bigger ice, it's easier to, you know, you have more room to get in there. I think he's got to get back a little quicker and get into position because it is smaller and he needs to make tighter turns. Sometimes he makes some wide turns and it puts the D where he's looking at his back for a second, so he's got to take different angles. But overall, I mean, he scored some nice goals when he's given a chance. He puts himself, especially in the offensive zone, he's elusive, he finds holes, and, you know, he knows where to go. So, I mean, I think in the defensive zone, he's going to need a little work, but overall, actually, his skating looked better to me, too. I always questioned, like, I wonder where his skating is going to be in a few years, but I know he's been working hard, and he looks like the skating's coming along nicely.
Jay mentioned that, you know, the idea is to give Pat Seeloff a lot of time at camp, and they're going to give him every opportunity to try and make the NHL club. I know it's either NHL or junior for him, but what makes the Flames believe that Seeloff has got a chance to make some waves at the NHL level?
Well, I mean, I think it's just his determination. I mean, I was down by the I was down in the penalty box during the games, and you know, if he gets the chance to run you over, he's not very friendly out there. I mean, he wants to punish you and turn pucks over. I think sometimes for me, he was holding the puck a little too long, trying to do too much, you know, it's just sometimes people just want to do too much out there. I think if he simplifies his game and moves the puck a little bit quicker in his own zone, but his willingness to compete and battle and just kind of go after people was, you know, his intensity. I mean, you watched him do, we did a mountain where you kind of, it's a skating drill at the end of the practice.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, I think Bob really likes it, to one of the other guys. And he says, this is a competition? He said, yeah, this is a competition. Once he heard it was a competition, like, he came in first both times. I mean, he was like, he had it in his mind. And I think he's the type of player, if you tell him this is what I need, he's going to go through that wall for you. And that's, it's fun to be around players like that and see guys that are willing to do whatever it takes to get to that next level.
What about your veterans? I mean, I know a lot of the times you want to see that the guys who have the NHL experience kind of lead the way. Did you feel that Hanowski and Berchi and Horak, did you feel they did that?
You know what? I thought they played well. I don't think they dominated like maybe I thought in my mind they were going to. I think it was much more competitive and harder than they thought. You know, it always is, though. I think when you've played in the NHL, you come to the camp, you think, oh, it's going to be easy. Well, it wasn't. But I did think as it went along, they got better. I mean, Sven got hurt in the second day, you know, so he couldn't finish the game. But I thought he came on after the first period of the first game. He played much better the second and third. And I thought Roman really picked his game up the second game. You know, I didn't feel like Roman was involved, wasn't getting the puck. I thought Ben got better. I think, you know, playing together with him and Roman, they got much better as the week went along, and especially the second game. So, you know, you're always hoping they're going to just come out and dominate, but it's tough. I mean, you know, they haven't been skating, and that's the other thing. I don't want to get too excited or too, I guess it is too excited. You know, it is the summer. Guys haven't skated, and you're really going to see them in regular camp to see, get a picture of where they kind of stand.
From that standpoint, Craig, in terms of where guys are at, in terms of how much they've been on the ice, for the goalies, this must be a very difficult task because some of these guys haven't seen rubber since their season ended. For a guy like Rito Berra, that would have been a long time ago in Switzerland. Other guys played a lot later. You look at what Laurent Brossoit's season looked like. How has that been? There's also a huge age gap. You're talking about 19 to 26 of the age range in the goalies. What was the conversation like between Clint Malarchuk, Jordan Sigalet, and the management team?
You know what, I mean, that's the one, you know, we kind of evaluated, and that's one of the hardest things for me, because last year I thought Gillies really struggled here, and then I went and watched him in Providence play, and he was amazing. Like I said, I couldn't believe how good he is. But you know what, that's the problem with goalies, their timing, they haven't been doing it. So the one thing they liked was the compete level in all the goalies, the first, second, third effort, they just didn't, it went in, or they never gave up on pucks, and I think that's what Clinton Jordan kind of said, hey, we want you to compete, definitely some drills that are not going to be in your favor, and it can be frustrating, but you know what? We want you to keep battling. And I thought all the guys did really well, though. I mean, I thought they did real well on the first shots. Looked a little tired as the week went along, and I felt like a little few more goals, but you know, they battled. I didn't have a problem with any of the goalies. Like I said, I always find it tough with goalies because I think they really need to get in a rhythm more than anybody, taking shots every day. And a lot of them, I think I talked to Gillies again, and this year he came in with going on the ice a few times, but only a few times. Last year he had none. So, you know, I don't want to, after I made a mistake last year by being hard on Gillies, and then I went some in the regular season, and I'm going to hold the judgment. But overall, the work ethic was great. I mean, Clinton Jordan couldn't be more happy with the technical stuff. They want to work a few things, move Rito Bear out a little bit. He plays a little shallow in his net, but if they can do that, at a big man like that, they think it's going to even, you know, make them that much better.
Heading to camp, you got five guys under contract, and I wonder, with that number, you know, two are in the NHL and two are in the A, do you flirt with the three-headed monster in Abbotsford like last year, or do you want to sort of get a rotation down to the coast and back, which I've seen be successful in the AHL before?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing, I guess, it's time will tell to see how it plays out. And, you know, for me, the one thing about Abbotsford is when you have a guy like Jordan down there, you'd like your young guys to learn day in and day out, practice with them, do the video. You know, he videotapes everybody. And, you know, sometimes I don't know if I want three goalies. I know how hard it is. I mean, it's frustrating for goalies as is. Everybody wants to play. So depending upon how it plays out after camp, you know, we're going to have to take that and kind of figure it out because we got to make sure it's right for the guys that are there. We want them to develop the best possible. But right now, I couldn't even tell you, you know, until camp goes and we see everybody in game action and what Bob and Jacques and Jelly and Jay think, you know, then we'll have a better idea, and then I guess we're going to have to make some tough decisions later on.
Connie, final question for you, and still on goalies, but, I mean, we saw Rito Bera and we saw Joni Ortio play on North American ice as well. Did you notice any adjustment in that regard from them?
You know what? I definitely felt like Ortio was much better than the first time he was here. Angles were much better. You know, he just seemed more comfortable on the ice. Penticton 2 years ago, I thought he really struggled. I mean, he, you know, the angles were off. He really didn't feel comfortable. But this year, I think, you know what, he knows the guys. I think an overall attitude change, like where he just comes in and feels good and he's joking around and you see him having fun. He was a big surprise for me. I think Bera, you know, the one thing we were talking about is he stays pretty far in the blue paint, where if he could move out just a little bit, as big as he is, because he made some saves that I thought, well, there's a goal, and he'd make a save, rebound, another save, and another one. So, I mean, he never gives up on pucks, and that's what you love, and it's just a matter of getting more comfortable. I mean, because the shooters are only going to get better as we go on from here.
Craig, as always, appreciate this, man. I know you got a role, so thank you so much for doing this today, and I'm glad the development camp was as good as it was for you and your staff, so that's good to hear.
Okay, guys, I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.